We continue with Masachas Beitza, Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph. We're going to begin three lines from the top of the page. Rabbi Huda Poter B'mayim. The Gemara is commenting on the concluding words of the Mishnah, presenting the dissenting view of Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah told us that an Isa, dough, can only be carried in the tuchum of the woman who contributes the water, the melech, the salt, or the tavlin. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on the case of the water. He says in the case of the water, it is not restricted to the tuchum of the woman who contributed the water, because the water is something which itself is not recognizable in the Isa, in the dough. So says the Gemara, Mayim in Melach Lo, is it only regarding the water where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but not regarding the salt? V'hatani, we learn in Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mayim u'melach betelin bein be'isa bein be'kadera. Rabbi Yehuda taught that water and salt both become batel, they both become nullified in a dough and in a pot of food. So we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not only when it comes to Mayim, but when it comes to melech as well. So says the Gemara Lokasha, this is not a problem. Ha b'melech's domis, ha b'melech est rakonis. There are two different types of salt. The first is called melech sdomis, which is a very fine type of salt. It is not very coarse, and it will become batel in an isa or in a kedera, either in a dough or in a cooked food, and therefore it's going to lose its identity completely, and it will affect the tchum in which it can be carried. However, when it comes to melech istrikonis, which is a much coarser salt, and it is something which is going to be recognizable even in the mixture, so therefore it is not considered to be batel. The Gemara now quotes another brisa which seems to contradict that which it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches that water, according to Rabbi Yehuda, water is batel when it comes to both an isa food and to a kedera as well. However, we have a brisa of Atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mayim Melech Betelin Beisa. Water is going to, and salt is going to become batel in a dough. Ve'ein betelin bekedera bebnei rutva. However, it will not become batel in a pot, because literally of its rutva, its moisture, its soup, which is going to remain discernible in the food. So we see that according to the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that mayim is not going to be batel in a kedera, only in an isa. A dough does not retain the liquid qualities of the water, it becomes completely absorbed by the flour, and it doesn't seem to have any sort of liquid consistency, as opposed to a kedera. So says the Gemara, lo kashya haba ava haba raka. There's a difference between different types of kederos. When it comes to something which is a thick food in which the water has become completely absorbed and is no longer discernible in the mixture, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be batel. However, you're talking about something which is raka, something which is very loose, something very soft, such as a soup. So if at that point the water is still discernible, so Rabbi Yehuda would say it is not batel. The next Mishnah continues to discuss the laws of Tchumin as they apply to objects. And we, as we'd seen in the previous Mishnah, Tchum restricts not only people from going to a certain point beyond the city limits, but even the possessions, the property of those individuals, those Bailim, also are going to be limited by the same Tchum. So the Mishnah over here is going to be talking about the difference between a Gacheles and a Shalheves. Says the Mishnah, Gacheles Keragli HaBailim, a Gacheles, which means a burning coal, so this is considered to be Keragli Bailim and has the same din as the feet of the owner, meaning it is restricted to the same Tchum as the owner. V'Shalheves B'chol Makom. However, a flame can be transported anywhere, because says Rashi over here, it is not considered to be a tangible object at all. It is not something which is as tangible as a gachelus would be. Says Rashi, b'shalheves kigon hidlik ne'er b'shalheves chaver. If a person goes ahead and lights a candle with somebody else's candle, eina ma'akiv be'isa tchumen. It is not going to be restricted be'isa tchumen. It's not like taking the property of the bailim, because unlike a gachelus, a flame is something which has no really substance. It is not something which is considered to be tangible. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Gacheles shel hektesh molin ba, b'shalheves lo nenin v'lo molin. When it comes to a Gacheles, belongs to hektesh, so if a person goes ahead and misappropriates it, uses it for his own use, so this is going to be considered an act of me'ila. This would be considered to be misappropriation, misuse of something that belongs to Hekdesh. However, when it comes to Shal Heves, so lo nenin velo moalin, lichachila, a person is not permitted to go ahead and derive benefit. However, if one does so, he will not be considered in violation of the Isser Me'ilah. This would not be considered to be an act of Moel Behekdesh. So Rashi says over here that the Isser to go ahead and be Nene from Mishal Heves and Hekdesh is an Isser Derabanan, and it's a Gezerah. It is something which is prohibited because of what it would lead to. However, B'dievet, if a person goes ahead and does so, so he would not be chayv to bring a Korban Me'ilah, because again, a Shal Heves, says Rashi, Les Be Mamasha, it doesn't have any mamashos, any real substance to it. And finally, the Mishnah says, Hamotzi gacheles l'rishus rabim chayiv b'shal heves potter. If a person goes ahead and carries on Shabbos gacheles into a rishus rabim, he's going to be chayiv, because he is, after all, carrying something which, again, is tangible, something which has substance in the rishus rabim. B'shal heves, if a person carries a flame, so it is not considered to be in Issa Daraisa, because again, it has no mamashes, it has no substance, and so therefore it would not be subject to the Issa of Hotzah. The Gemara now begins by quoting a Braisa, which continues the discussion and elaborates to a certain extent on the dinim that we said regarding the difference between Gacheles and Shal Heves. Tanu Rabbanan Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Gacheles. There are five things that were said regarding the Gacheles, and specifically the difference between the Gacheles and the Shal Heves. Gacheles K'ragli HaBailim, Shal Heves B'Chol Makom. As we've seen in the Mishnah, when it comes to a Gacheles, it is K'ragli B'Bailim, it's going to be limited to the same Tchum as the owner. However, Shal Heves can be taken anywhere, and it is not going to be limited in any way as being part of the, as considered to be property of the owner. Gacheles shel hekdesh moalin ba, v'shal heves lo nene v'lo moalin. As we'd seen in the Mishnah, the gacheles is subject to the din of me'ilah. V'shal heves l'chadchila, one is not permitted to be nene, one cannot derive benefit. However, one would not be in violation of the isser of me'ilah. Gacheles shel avodah zara asura, a gacheles of avodah zara is something which is going to be usur for personal benefit. It is subject to the all the dinim of an object of avodah zarah, which is aser b'hanah, v'shal heves muteres. However, a flame of avodah zarah is going to be mutter for a person to derive benefit. Hamotzi gacheles l'rishus rabim chayiv. A person carries a gacheles into rishus rabim chayiv, Shabbos is going to be chayiv because he violated it. Chil Shabbos, v'shal heves pater. However, shal heves, it is going to be pater. He would not be in violation of chil Shabbos. It sounds from the Braisa and the Mishnah as well that it's still going to be Asim Durabanan to do so. This would be Gezera Durabanan, however, it would not be considered to be a real Issa which would carry with it a Chi of Chatos. And finally, Hamudar Hanami Chaveru, if a person goes ahead and he takes a neder that he's not going to get any Hana from his friend, Asibu Kachalto, he's not permitted to go ahead and benefit from his Gacheles, because this is considered to be benefiting from the property of another. Umutu B'Shal Havto, however, it would be permitted to go ahead and get Hana from his Shal Heves, from his flesh. So now, the Gemara goes ahead and compares two of the rulings of this Braisa. We saw that when it comes to a Gacheles, or a Shal Heves rather, of Avodah Zarah, so it says in the Braisa that it is muteres, that it is mutter, it sounds mutter l'chadchila to go ahead and derive benefit from a Shal Heves of Avodah Zarah. However, it said when it comes to a Shal Heves of Hekdesh, so lo nenim v'lo moalin, it's not subject to the dinim of Me'ilah, however, l'chadchila one is not permitted to get Hana. So it says the Gemara, Maishna Shal Heves Avodah Zarah de Sharia, or Maishna de Hekdesh de Asira. Why is it that when it comes to a Shal Heves Avodah Zarah, it is permissible to derive benefit? When it comes, however, to a Shal Heves of Hekdesh, we say it is Aser. So says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah de Mi'iso B'dilei in Shemina. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, which is Mi'iso, it is disgusting, it is repugnant to people, and so therefore, naturally, B'dilei in Shemina, people are going to distance themselves from it anyway. So Lo Gazer Rabbanan, there was no need for the Chazal to go ahead and to be gozer, that a person cannot derive benefit from a Shal Heves, because it would lead to derive benefit from a Gacheles. There's this natural repulsion that one feels when it comes to Avodah Zarah. However, Hekdesh, the low modest. However, when it comes to Hekdesh, which is not considered to be repugnant, to the contrary, Hekdesh is very chashuv, v'lobadili in Shemineh, and a person is not going to be naturally inclined to distance himself from them. So Gazer Rabbanan, in that case, Chazal do decree that a person cannot go ahead and derive benefit from a Shal Heves of Hekdesh, because it will lead to one deriving benefit from a Gacheles. Okay, now the Gemara now continues and discusses the last point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Hamotzi Gachelis L'Rishus HaRabim Chayiv Shal Heves Potev. The person goes ahead and carries a Gachelis, a Kol, and Rishus HaRabim Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv because he violated an Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos. A Shal Heves, a flame, is going to be Potev. So says the Gemara, Vatani, we learn in a Braisa, Hamotzi Shal Heves Kol Shu Chayiv. If a person goes ahead and he carries a flame, even a Kol Shu of any size, he's going to be Chayiv Achatas. This is going to be considered an Issa Daraisa. The Braisa clearly contradicts the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Kigon Shahutzio Bekesem. So Rav Sheshes says, no, we're talking about a case where the flame was carried out on a kesem, on a splinter of wood. In this case, even though the flame itself is something which is not of Mamoshos, but since a person is carrying the flame through a kesem, through a splinter of wood, so it is considered to be of something of substance, and therefore one would be in violation of the Isser of a Hotzah on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, v'tebikle mishum kesem, so then, if that's so, then why do you have to stress the fact that there was a shalheves, there was a flame? Just say that he's over Nisa deraisa because he was carrying the kesem, he was carrying the splinter, and for that reason alone, one should be in violation of the Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos. It says the Gemara, but the less leshiura. We're talking about a case where the splinter does not have the required measurement size that one would be chayiv echatas. The Tnan, as it says, hamotzi eitzin kedei levasha beitzakala, the minimum shear for carrying wood, in which a person would be over nisa the rice of carrying, is eitzin kedei levasha beitzakala, enough wood to go ahead and to cook a beitzakala, a relatively small egg or an egg that would be easily cooked. So the reason why the Braisa says that one would be chayiv in the case where he's carrying shalheves on the kisem is because the kisem was smaller than shachir. So the kisem alone would not constitute, carrying that alone would not constitute an issa deraisa. However, if there's a flame that is attached to it, so now the flame is considered to be as it's associated with the kisem. Agav, the kisem, is considered to be a davar chashuv, something of mamashos, and therefore he would be chayev achatos. Now the Gemara is going to present another way to resolve this contradiction between the Braisa and the Mishnah. Bayi Omar, kigon de shafye mana mishcha. The Braisa is talking about a case where there was a mana, a utensil, which was smeared with oil, v'isli beinura, and there was a flame which was ignited on it. So in this case, again, since the flame is attached to the object, so therefore it is considered to be something of mamashos, and one would be over in Issa D'Raisa for carrying the flame. So here as well, the Gemara says, v'tebikle mishum mana. If that's the case, why do you have to tell me that he's over in Issa because he's carrying a flame, just by virtue of the fact that he's carrying the utensil, the mana, that alone should be a problem, says the Gemara b'chaspa. We're talking about a case where the mun over here was really just a shard. It wasn't an actual kli. It was just a piece of shard of pottery that came from the utensil. It is not something which functions as a kli, and therefore it is not one would not be over Nisa Daraisa for carrying it. So it says in where, wait, why not? But typically mishum chaspa. So okay, so even though a person is not carrying a kli, but he should still be over Nisa Daraisa for carrying the chaspa, for carrying the shard. This is also us, it says in Gemara, but the less lishi ura. We're talking about a case where there is not the required shear, that this piece of pottery, this piece of cheres is too small. The Tanan, as it says, cheres kedeilitin ba bein patzim l'chaveiro. How much cheres must a person carry in order to be over Nisa D'Raisa? It has to be enough to place bein patzim l'chaveiro, between one board and another. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda teaches that in order for a person to violate Nisa D'Raisa of carrying Cheres and Shabbos, it has to be enough to go bein patzim. What is this? So Rashi explains over here that the patzim are the boards that are used to frame a doorway or a window. And there are times where the boards are not wide enough to cover the necessary span. And so you stick little pieces of Cheres there in order to go ahead and make it tight enough, to raise it, to widen it. And so that's the minimum amount of Cheres that would can be considered a davar chashuv for which a person be chayiv on Shabbos for carrying cheres. And so therefore, we're talking about a case over here, but the less lay shiura. So that, according to Abaye, this is another way to resolve the contradiction between the Braisha and the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, when it says in our Mishnah, hamotzi shal heves pater hechim shachasla, what then is a case where one would be pater for carrying a shal heves? If in fact, as we are explaining right now, a shalheves that is being carried, agav, a mona or a kisem, so that is in fact going to be an issur d'oraisa. So then what is the case that's discussed in the Mishnah where it talks about carrying a shalheves? After all, how can you carry a flame if it is not attached to something else? So it says the Gemara, kigon da adyo aduye l'rishus harabim. We're talking about a case where he throws the flame into a rishus harabim. What's going on over here, as Rashi explains, is that there's a flame that is attached, let's say, to something in the rishus hayachid, and then he goes ahead and he fans it with his hand, he blows it, and part of the flame goes ahead and flies off and breaks off and flies into the rishus harabim. And so therefore, since the flame is no longer attached to anything else, it would be considered to be something which is insubstantial, something which doesn't have any mamashos, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that one would not be over Nisa Deraisa for carrying, in this case we mean fanning and blowing, this flame into the Rishus HaRabim, because it's not attached to something else. However, as the Gemara explained through the Braisa, that if the flame is actually attached to something else, be it a kisem or mun or something else, in that particular case we would say that one would be over Nisa Deraisa, because then we say that the flame is considered to have mamashos.